Advice, Likutei Etzot by Rebbe Nachman of Breslov and translated by Avraham Greenbaum quotes. One of the ways to develop faith is through working to draw those who are far from God closer. If you are conscious that your eating habits are bad, the remedy is to give charity to the tzaddik and to poor people who are genuinely deserving. The tzaddik has the power to draw people who are far from God closer, even if they were sunk in idolatry. Eating greedily causes the light of God to be darkened in the world. But through this charity, God's light is spread through the world. The powers of your mind and soul will be restored and you will see the light of the tzaddik and learn the love and fear of God. It is best for children if you leave them alone for the most part rather than sticking to them and playing with them constantly. Don't pay overmuch attention to them. Do what you have to in order to give them their religious education, and training them in mitzvot when they reach the appropriate age. But don't play with them too much. Very tall people are usually foolish. A person may have fallen very far, he may be sunk in the lowest pit of hell. But he can still restore and rebuild, with the help of the true tzaddik. Because through the tzaddik all can receive vitality from the realm of holiness regardless of their situation. Therefore despair is absolutely ruled out. No matter where you may have fallen, remember that there is still hope for you to return to God. The main thing is to cry out, "From the belly of hell I cried out," Jonah 2 verse 3. Even a cry from the lowest pit of hell is not lost. Cry, cry, and cry again. Do not despair and do not stop crying out to God. Cry and plead with Him no matter who or what you are, until He looks down from the heavens and sees. Certain of the great tzaddikim were obliged to go into these philosophies in order to extricate and elevate the souls which have fallen and become sunk in them. You cannot argue that it is permissible for others to enter them on the grounds that many of the great scholars of the past were involved. In their case it was an obligation. And through the great sanctity they possessed, they had the power to release the souls which were trapped. But people who are not on a comparable level of sanctity, and needless to add, the ordinary people of our own age, should never enter these realms and risk being eternally lost. When the sages criticize us and point out our faults, we should accept their criticism submissively, even if at times they are expressed in a derogatory way. Through this we will be worthy of performing acts of charity and loving kindness.